Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, it's a beautiful morning, and hopefully the weather will continue to stay beautiful. We want a long end to summer. We want it to continue to stay like this. We like the cool temperatures, the blue sky, and the weather. There's nothing prettier than a day like today, and hopefully it will last through next weekend before the kids go back to school, if they already haven't. This is a time of the year of changes and preparation. And to join us this morning, I've asked Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company to give us a few tips on what we should be doing as we prepare for the end of summer. And he sent me a whole list of things that we want to talk about. So we'll get right started. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all your Garden Club listeners this morning.
Well, the kids are back to school, and that means that Mom and Dad are going to get back into the yard. Where should we start, Ken?
Well, there's a number of places you can start, and I'll start with maybe the easiest thing, and that is if you haven't applied season-long grub, or if you haven't applied complete insect control to your lawn in the course of the year, you might seriously consider about taking care of grubs that might develop in your lawn. Because if you've been taking care of your lawn, if you've been watering it, if you've been weeding it, if you've been fertilizing it, if it's the pride of your neighborhood, chances are the adult grubs, the adult beetles that whose progeny become grubs, know that, and they've deposited their eggs in your lawn. And if you haven't used one of the preventative control measures, now's the time to apply 24-hour grub control to clean out all those grubs from your lawn. And I say that this is the easiest because it's a simple one application and it's done. And if you've already done the preventative control earlier in the year, it's done. So you could check that one off your box real easily. I mention that because restoring your lawn is such a big chore to do. If you have a huge patch that's been killed because grubs are there, you know that you have to go in and you have to rototill the lawn up, you have to rototill the patch up, you have to reseed it, you have to baby it to get it started again, and that's a lot of work. And it's a whole lot easier just to control grubs preventatively or just to control grubs curatively. And so that would be the first thing that I would check off my list. And, you know, maybe that just means going back and remembering what you've done throughout the year because you might have already taken care of it.
Yeah, and if you're still seeing, and I'm still seeing Japanese beetles flying around my yard, they're on my beech roses, and I'm seeing them here and there sporadically. They're still actively laying eggs in the ground.
Yeah.
Now, you want us to change product, right, from season-long to the 24-hour grub killer. Can you tell us what the difference is?
Yes, and before we talk about that, let's just talk about Japanese beetles, because we've spoken about this before. This is a pest that once it emerges can stay in the environment for 6 to 8 weeks as an adult. And as we talked about this before, the female will mate many times and lay eggs many times. And we also know that all the beetles don't emerge on the same day. You know, they don't have an alarm clock that goes off. So that there's a staggered emergence, and then you can have what you're talking about, beetles that are still in the environment and of course, still laying eggs. Now, but most of them, and you'll probably agree, most of them have passed. Now, the reason I talk about thinking about different kind of products to use at different times of the year has to do with the attributes that these products have. Season-long grub, or complete for soil and turf, contain the active ingredient merit. And merit is the industry standard as a preventative grub control. You apply merit anywhere between May and the middle of August, and you're going to put down a product that will last for 3 to 4 months, and the eggs that hatch from the beetles that lay them for grubs will be killed. After about the 15th of August, in most years, all of the grubs have laid their eggs, and you have in your area about 8 or 9 different species of grubs, not Japanese beetle. Those are just ones that we see the most. But you have 8 or 9 different species of grubs. They've laid their eggs, and you don't know when they've laid them because, you know, you'd have to be an entomologist with a black light trap in your backyard monitoring what's flying through your area to know what is really flying through your area and what is potentially laying eggs. But after around the middle of August, most of them have laid their egg. And if you didn't use preventative grub control, then you can go in quickly with something like that we have, 24-hour grub control, that contains the industry standard for curative grub control, Dilox. And that will take care of all of the grubs that are deposited at that point. We don't recommend 24-hour grub in the middle of the summertime, because you make the application, it works very good on the grubs that are there. It lasts for only a few days. And you could have beetles that lay eggs a week after you've made the application, and those beetles won't be controlled. So in the middle of the summertime, we talk about using preventative grub control. But when we get to the edges of the year, like we are now in the fall, or close to being the fall, then we talk about using curative grub control. And the reason you want to get something that works really fast is you could have raccoons, or you could have skunks, or you could have birds that find those pests in your lawn. And they'll literally, in case of skunks and raccoons, they'll rototill your lawn looking for that food. And you don't want that to happen either, because that'll tear up your lawn and, you know, it's not as quality a job of rototilling as you'd like to have.
Yeah, exactly. They really make a mess out of it. Yeah. Now, how late in the year can we add the 24-hour grub? Because, you know, the weather is still warm for a lot of the country, and the beetles are still active. Is there something we have to do now, or do we have a time period where we can apply it?
Again, the perfect situation is to stay ahead of the pests that might come in and be searching for grubs to feed on in your lawn, or to make the application before the grubs start doing harmful damage to your lawn. But most people don't go out and inspect their lawns like, you know, the extension people might do, or the state entomologist might do. But in general, from about this time period for until, say, the middle of October is a good time to make this application. However, but you do have to watch your lawn, because if you start seeing brown patches show up, those could be grubs. And there's a way of inspecting. You can dig the brown patch up, or dig the edge where the brown patch is with the green lawn that exists, and you can see grubs there. They're not hiding. They're there. And if you have grubs there, you make the application, and they're gone. They're history, you know, in a day or two. So the perfect situation is to stay ahead of the grub problem, or to stay ahead of the predator problem. And now is a good time period to do that, to be this staying ahead. However, Paul, if you say that you still have Japanese beetles flying around in your area, I would wait maybe a couple more weeks and make sure that all of those females have laid all their eggs and they're all gone for good. And then make an application.
Perfect. Okay. Now, let's move to roses. We know that we're getting to the end of August, and for those of us that live in the northern climate, we don't want to be fertilizing our roses anymore because you want them to get ready for the winter. But what do we do to keep them healthy?
Well, you have to worry about black spot. And you could have situations where you could have powdery mildew on your roses as well. What I do, and I realize that I'm in North Carolina and you're in the Northeast. I have still enough time to make one more application of Bayer Advanced All-in-One Rose and Flower Care. You know, the product that systemically provides fungicide, insecticide, and a little bit of fertilizer. I can't wait much longer than like this week here to make my final application.
Okay.
Then I have to worry about spring.
So we can do it this week and catch it in the very end of the season.
Correct.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong, because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is August 24th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.6520. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.0666, $853.33 for a half ounce, and $426.67 for a quarter ounce. $17.0666, $853.33, and $426.67.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Ken Kukurowski from the Bayer Advance Company, and we've talked a little bit about the grubs in the lawn. We've talked a little bit about the roses on how to get them ready for the end of the season. But now we have some major pests that we really need to get a handle on. And that's the woolly adelgid, if you have Canadian hemlock, and other critters that are out there. Ken, tell us about tree and shrub and how it works.
Well, Paul, we developed the tree and shrub product a number of years ago, and it was a systemic material. It's a material that you apply to the ground around the base of the tree, and it soaks into the ground, and the roots pick up the insecticide and move it throughout the tree. The roots do the heavy lifting of applying the material throughout the tree because it moves systemically. And it moves up through the tree, and as it moves, if you have emerald ash borer, we spoke about that earlier this summer, it will control emerald ash borer. If you have Asian longhorn beetle, it'll control Asian longhorn beetle. It moves up into hemlock trees, into the branches, where the females are looking to settle down for the winter, and it will control them before they settle down. So if you make an application in the fall of tree and shrub, of the systemic material, you don't have to spray your trees. You can, you mix it in a watering can or a bucket. You apply it to the ground. You let the tree pick up the chemical and move it throughout its branches and throughout its infrastructure, and it'll take care of the pests that I mentioned, like EAB or hemlock woolly adelgid or bronze birch borer or any of the other boring pests or sucking pests. This is the beauty of this product, and it's taken us a long time to get people to understand that this is not a sprayable product, but the people who get it know that it's a very easy way to take care of pests and to keep their trees, to keep the specimens that they have on their lawn, that were put on their lawn for a very good reason years ago, to keep them healthy.
Yeah, the thing that I can still see in my mind is growing up, we had two beautiful clumps of birches. And my father would take the lindane, he would spray the tree as high as he could. The wind would turn, it would come all over him, and he could only do half of the birches. And now with the tree and shrub product, there's no more getting pesticides all over you. You mix it, you pour it around the base of your birch, and the leaf miner is now history, and it kills the borers in the birches also. So it's a real good product and a lot safer to use than what we've been using in the past.
Yes. Paul, I know about your lindane situation because that was the standard many years ago. That was the best that we had. We have something better now.
Yeah, and it's a lot safer to use. Now, tree and shrub also comes in a granular form too, right? So for those of us that can't get the hose the whole length of your property, there's now a granular that you can use on those trees.
But and Paul, the calibration for determining how much to use is the same for both products. You walk up to the tree, you measure the circumference of the tree at chest height, and let's just say, for example, you have a tree that is 32 inches in circumference at chest height. You take 32 ounces of the liquid, and you put it into a bucket with a gallon of water, mix it up, and apply it to the base of the tree, and you're done. Or you take 32 quarter cups, I think that comes to about 8 cups total, and you sprinkle those at the base of the tree, and then you have to water those in. And you're done. That's it.
And the
roots are taking the chemical up the tree.
And once it gets inside that tree, how long does it stay active, Ken?
Paul, we guarantee 1 year. And so we're saying that you can only make one application, and one application is all you need. So if you have hemlock woolly adelgid on your Canadian hemlocks, you make an application this fall, and next fall is the next application, and you won't have hemlock woolly adelgids. If you have ash trees that you're going to protect from emerald ash borer, one application a year is all you need to make.
And if you live in western Massachusetts, in the Worcester area west, into Northampton, get the product on now. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I ask you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruit of flies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal.
Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 855-660-4261. Wanted to give you a few tips of things you should be doing and knowing about this time of the year. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Karen from Mass with a question about roses.
Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, Paul. I actually Ken answered a few questions, but I actually had another question. Last week I went out and I bought spinosad. I've got some apple trees and a weeping mulberry that's got the tents in them, and
right.
I saturated them, and nothing has happened. It's as if I did nothing, and the stuff is a little bit expensive. I don't know, should I take a stick and kind of break open the tent and saturate it? And then my other question about the roses is, what do I do with all the roses that have gone by? I've got a lot of different types of rose bushes, and should I just cut them off, or do I cut roses down?
What you want to do with any kind of rose, except for your beach rose, because your beach rose will make those beautiful orange pods on them. But your teas and grandifloras and floribundas and climbing roses, as they finish blooming, you should be cutting them back and removing the faded flowers from your plants. So what you want to do is the first leaf that's directly below the flower is in three segments. And you want to count back two segments where the leaf itself is in five pieces. So you need to remove two sets of five. So you make a cut just above the third. And what will happen, it's only August, and your roses will bloom again during the month of September. And as Ken and I were talking, you can, in the Northeast, you can fertilize roses until September 1st. So you're talking this week. So if you can get out there, clean them up, get all of the dead foliage off, cut back any of your faded flowers just above the third set of five. So you need to remove two sets of five, feed them, spray them. They will come back into bloom during September. And if the weather stays nice, even into October, and some years even into November. So don't give up on them. Keep watering. But remember, stop feeding by the end of August. Okay, now, on your tent caterpillar, I just did a story for the newsletter for this week, and I tried to explain the difference between the two types of tent. What we have now is called a webworm caterpillar. It does make a tent like you see on your trees in the springtime, but the difference is this. The tent caterpillar that comes out during May, June, the caterpillars leave the tent, move all over the whole tree, and eat foliage every place. In the fall, the webworm caterpillar makes the tent and only eats the foliage inside the tent. And if you look at the tent carefully, you're going to notice little pieces of leaf that fell when they were chewing. You'll also notice all of the caterpillar droppings that have collected in the base of your tent. And by you spraying the spinosad over the whole tree, it's not doing a lot of good because the tent is waterproof. So what you need to do is to take the hose and break the tent open, take a stick, break the tent open, and then spray the spinosad on it. Okay? And that way it will be on direct contact on the caterpillar and on the foliage inside the nest. But remember, the fall is a webworm and he stays inside the tent. He does not leave. So you need to damage it. And if you can break it apart, then moisture can get inside, and when we get into a wet spell, eventually the remnants of this hurricane that's down in Cuba right now will probably be up in our area. And if the caterpillars get wet day after day, 2, 3, 4 days or longer, they will develop a virus, and then they will all die. So to speed up the process, break apart the nest, spray with spinosad, and then once a night, go out there with the hose, wet the nest just with plain water, and they'll get sick and they will die. And what's nice is during the spring, the tent caterpillar there, when it eats the foliage, the tree has to take its stored energy and replace it. At this time of the year, the tree is getting ready to go dormant. And if the caterpillar eats the foliage, the tree knows that the year is coming to an end. It will not use its stored energy to make new foliage. So it's not as dramatic, and it doesn't affect the growth for next year. So just break it up, hit it with the hose, expose all of the caterpillars to the elements, then hit it with the spinosad or Captain Jack, and that will eliminate the problem with the 10 caterpillars. So if you get a chance, Karen, go to my website, paulparent.com. It says newsletter. Put your email address on it, and every single Thursday, you will get a free newsletter with three stories that will tell you what's happening at this time of the year. And just by coincidence, you talked about a story that I wrote about, and it tells you everything that you need to know about the webworm that we're getting right now. We talked about rose mallow, which is a perennial hibiscus with blossoms up to 10 inches in diameter. It's not Rose of Sharon with 4 or 5 inch flowers, but rose mallow, a perennial. And it's in full bloom right now, white, pink, red. Some have red foliage. Some are bicolors. I have about 10 different ones at my house because at this time of the year, flowers are getting fewer and fewer, but the rose mallow will bloom right up until frost. So go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, sign up, and you will get information every single Thursday. It's timely and it's free. How better is it for you that way? Okay? Thank you. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marina from Cape Cod with a question about some rhododendron.
Maria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Thank you. You're worth waiting for. I wanted to call about my rhododendron. It's a red Nova Zembla that you had recommended for its hardiness.
Yes.
It's 3 years old. It was planted at a cemetery at the edge of a grassy area. It doesn't have full sun, but it does get sun. Behind it and around is just natural growth and pine trees. It hasn't been excavated. I went over about 10 days ago, and the branches, this spring I thought a heavy snowfall or rainstorm had caused all the branches to spread out and be low to the ground. It did flower, but not a whole lot. Now the leaves have curled back, fallen off, and some of the outer branches have fallen off. I mean, I found them all on the ground. The branches have turned reddish and just snap off. I've lost about more than half of the plant's original mass. I don't know what to do with it. I'm trying to save it. I did put Hollytone in the spring, and then I did put the brown cedar mulch around it. We've had lots of rain. We had lots of rain in the spring, and I go up there probably every 10 days and do watering. I don't know what it has.
Okay.
It must be thick, obviously. Yeah.
Okay, so now where are the leaves beginning to drop from? From the top of the plant or from the base?
Well, the outer edges of all the branches, those leaves have curled. The tree has not grown vertically. Again, in the spring, I thought after the winter it would perk up, but it's spread. You know, it's more like an umbrella, and they're low to the ground. I bought some of the, so what I did when all of this started, I bought some of that foamy to hold the branches together, maybe pull them more of a stand-up position. But, I mean, I just, it looks like it has some kind of a, I don't know what, just the branches that are there, even the ones low to the ground, have turned kind of a mahogany, a reddish color, and they just snap right off. They're totally dry inside. I don't see any bugs on it.
Okay.
It just seemed to have happened, within a two-week period of time, because it looked healthy this spring. I did have blossoms.
Okay.
Am I not feeding it something properly, or?
If it's something that's happened real quick.
Yes.
And all of a sudden, you could have a borer inside the plant.
All right.
And that can easily be taken care of. Ken and I were talking about a product called Tree and Shrub.
Right. I heard you.
And you can find Tree and Shrub at your local garden center, at a feed and grain store, at your local hardware store. You mix it with water in a bucket, pour it around the base of the plant. The plant will absorb it, and for 1 year, it will kill everything that's inside that plant. So what I would do is I would treat the plant with the Tree and Shrub. I would fertilize it with Holly Tone again this fall. And if there's still a good couple of inches of bark mulch, then you should be okay. If it's broken down, then add some more.
The Rescue College of Insectology is proud to present this first in a series of news conferences addressing important questions about insect behavior. And now, the world's leading bugologist, Professor Robert B. Boggs.
We're starting to hear a lot of concern about wasps, hornets, and yellow jackets this season.
Why? Yeah, you and the red tie.
Shouldn't we be concerned about finding wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket nests?
Once again, why?
Why do you keep answering why?
Rescue's Why Trap for wasps, hornets, and yellow jacket catches 5 species of paper wasps, bald-faced hornets, and European hornets, and 12 species of yellow jackets. Y's 3 attractants lure the insects into the trap where they drown or dehydrate. And the Y trap can be used from early spring when the queens emerge all throughout the summer and fall to capture foraging workers.
But what about beneficial species like honeybees?
They are not affected.
Why?
Why? No, what? No more questions.
For complete information on the Y trap and a list of stores carrying the product, visit www.ytrap.com. The answer is Y.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs, with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Fall Parent Garden Club. We were talking about the rhododendron borer, and usually a borer will affect the coloration of the foliage. So if you have a rhododendron and you're losing foliage due to a red or a yellow leaf scattered throughout the plant, or on one side is probably a borer, and the tree and shrub product does work very, very well. If you're using the granular, make sure that you water it in to really saturate and change the powder to a liquid. Okay, that way it will work very well for you. If you just sprinkle the granules and it doesn't rain for a month, it's just going to sit there. So you need to dissolve it. The liquid, you're mixing in water anyways, and it goes to work instantly. And feed it to help to replace the missing foliage. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ted from Maine with a question about Thoga green giant, I believe it is, some form of arborvitae.
Yes. you're getting better. Ted, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Tell us about your arborvitaes.
Hi, good morning, Paul. This past spring and summer didn't exist pretty much for me. I ended up going to the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. I haven't been able to do anything outdoors at all. But I got these Thuja Green Giant last Good Friday delivered from an excellent outfit down in South Carolina. It's called Hollow Creek Tree Farm. And really good people, good, beautiful work they do and the way they package it and everything. Anyway, I didn't get them in the ground until yesterday. And I'm looking out the window where they're planted, and from what I've read, they're not supposed to be planted only in the springtime. They're zone 5. It's also zone 5 right here. You think they've got an automatic death knoll because I didn't plant them until yesterday? Or you think they'll survive the winter?
You should be okay. If they were nursery grown, did they come in a pot?
Yeah.
If they came in the plastic pot, yeah, then the entire root system is all complete. It's
very healthy.
It's not like it was. Yeah. So as long as you condition the soil, you added some compost, some manure, and things like that to really make that soil nice and rich, Now, the one thing that I want you to do is I want you to put a couple of inches of bark mulch. I don't care what color or what type you use, but a couple of inches of bark mulch around the plant. And the reason for that is to hold the heat in the ground. And 2 inches of bark mulch will extend the growing season for your plant probably another month.
Wow, wow.
So that's going to give your plant more time to get established. Now, something else I'd like you to buy. Go to your local garden center. Make some calls if you have to. And what you want is a product called Thrive. Plant Thrive. And that is Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza is a bacteria that will attach itself to the root system of your plant, and it will double the size of the existing root in a 30-day period. And this is a new plant. The ground is nice and warm right now, so the roots are going to be very active. Water them a couple times a week. Get this plant Thrive. Do it now. If you can wait a couple of weeks and even give it a second application, you're going to see a big difference. Now, the one thing that I've noticed this year, the oak trees around my yard are covered with thousands of acorns. And I haven't seen this many acorns on my oaks in a long, long time. And I can always remember my grandfather saying, if there's a lot of oak in the trees, a lot of nuts, that's a sign that Mother Nature is making food for the animals because it's going to be a tough winter. I would buy and apply to the plant around Thanksgiving something called Wilt Proof or Wilt Stop. It's an anti-desiccant, and it's a liquid spray that you apply to the foliage that will seal the plant, preventing moisture loss.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.